This is really the whole nusach of bracha. Really, all she was just saying is just Hamelach Atoyv Yametiv. And what's the Atoyv Yametiv? That the ruge beito they would nitten lekvurim to say Atoyv shleyas richel. The bodies are not right away. For Yametiv she nitten lekvurim. I will onu marichin boktras. Even though osla meisid is one of the biggest brachas we have. We're Maruch, we put a lot of other things into this bracha. Like we start off, okay, lovinu, makenu, adrenu, barenu, galenu, asenu, deshenu, gosh, yakoi, and we end off, hugumolenu, galenu, galenu, lad. We add a lot of things to it. So Hashbam says, lena bo sholosh malchis, grafosh, barak, shosh, zochlu. We just add on to the bracha. But really, the ikka bracha is just, ha melach atoiv yameitiv, that's all. And we have a long nusach here, we add other things onto it. Hilka kulo chad hoidohi. Those things are considered like one hoidoh. Kabircha sa peris, or kabircha sa mitzvahs. Vlei boi chesima. That's why it doesn't have to end off with a chesima. So the reason why it starts off with a baruch, even though it's right after the bracha before, vayne brach me vishlayim amen, is because this is not called a bracha smuch al chavertam. Because after vene yushlayim, that's it from the deraisam. This last bracha, bracha to Hashem, hakel avino, that's a tikkun the rabbanon, they were masakin later on, mishum aruge beter. That's why it starts off with a baruch. Then the question is, according to the Rashbam Shita for sure, the Rashbam learns that any time you have a long bracha, you have to end off with a baruch. Birchas HaPeris is only because it's a small bracha. So Chura, this is a long bracha. So the answer is no, this is also really a short bracha. Really it should have just been HaMelech HaTov Yametiv. Just Agav, once we say HaTov Yametiv, we add already a few other things also to make it into a long bracha. But it's not Pshat Metchila they are mistaken this bracha to be a long bracha. Therefore, it just starts off with the baruch and does not end off with the baruch. So these are the klal and brachas. But I call upon him for the Gemara, kasha lula. I call upon him to kasha lula. That's what Shbam says. She posach be baruch, v'lo chosim be baruch. When he made havdalah, he just started off with the baruch ato Hashem, hamavdo mekosh lechol, and that's it. He didn't end off with the baruch. Why not? The churitz, it's a riba bracha. So it has, should have a few words in it, in havdalah. So Amalach ulu, ulu answers back, it's no kasha. Hatay Avdolah is also just like Birchas HaMitzvahs. Why? Because Birchas HaMitzvahs, my time. How come we make a bracha l'satay patzitzis? That's all we say. We don't have to end off with a baruch. Why is Birchas HaMitzvahs different? Mishum deidohi. It's only one haidohi. You're thanking Hashem for one thing. Like he's makadosh us with this mitzvah. Is ho nami haidohi. The same thing by saying Havdolah, it's only like one Havdolah. It's only one Hador, you're thanking Hashem that there's such a thing as a dividing between one and the other. So the Rashbam, Hainami Hadohi, V'yein bo hefsik dover acher. You don't talk about two things in Havdolah. Loi hefsik, tachno, you're not asking for anything. Loi hefsik, ritzu, you're not being ratza, praying for something. Hilkach, b'psichoson sagi, just that we end off, Baruch HaTo Hashem, L'keinu Melech Olam, that's enough. Hamavdol, Mekodesh Tachor, that's it. V'loi domi lebrichas kiddish. It's not doma to the bracha we make on kiddush. She'etzorach lesape b'shabbos b'shvach shabbos. We have to talk about the praise shabbos or birchas. Yeah. So there's not only do we talk about kiddush, we also talk about we praise shabbos. He's saying in yin shvach and in yin mitzvah. That's why you end off with the baruch. Or birchas yaitzior. She yosh by hefsek tachana. We also ask for something. Hegoyim bracha mecho rabim rachim aleinu. Or birchas avos yesh ba divrei ritzoi. Mesarach liftoich l'sayim b'shvach ha-shamokim. You have to begin and end off with shvach ha-shamokim. So the Rashbam is saying, in other words, that when you speak about one thing in the bracha, you only have to start off with the baruch and not end off with the baruch. That's why we say l'satev patitzis, or by birchas ha-peres, baruch priates. We're only talking about one thing, baruch priates. So since it's only one Indian, you just have to start and not end off. By kiddush and by yisroor, the reason why those brachas we start with a baruch and then with a bracha, because we talk about two different things in the middle. We talk about kiddush and about the shvach shabbos and yitzah brachos. We talk about a few things in kiddush. Mashen can hear b'avdolo. You're only talking about one thing. Hamavdu b'kodesh tochol. So maybe it's enough just to start off with a baruch, and you don't have to end off with a baruch. Therefore, it's not a kasha anula. Yeah, right. Rav Chanina, Chananya, Bar Shalmiya. The Talmidei the Rav have the Yasper b'Sedusa. They were all sitting down having a meal together. The Koyo Layo Rav Hamnuna Saba, and Rav Hamnuna Saba, he was the waiter. He was serving them. Omrulei, they told them Zilchos, while they're eating Baisos on Friday, they start to teach Friday 12 o'clock, let's say, and the Suda took a long time. Before you know it, it was almost Shabbos already. So the Suda, Friday Suda, went into Shabbos. So they told Omale, Zil, Samet told the Shamish, Zil Chozi imekadish yoima. Go tell me, did it become Shki already? Like, is it time that Shabbos is here already? Because if it's Shabbos now, Nafsik will stop our meal right now. V'nikva l'shabata. And we'll be Kaveya now, the rest of the meal should be done. The covered Shabbos. So that's what they ask. So Rashbam says, V'yasib sedosan. Erev Shabbos, it was an Erev Shabbos, V'richu bo achashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashash is it Laila or not? V'nafsik v'yakira shulchan at the Rashbam. If it is Shabbos right now, we'll take away the shulchan. V'nikve l'sadaseinu b'shabbat l'shem Shabbos. And we'll bring it back again by just after Kiddush, l'kovet Shabbos. So that's what he is. Is it Shabbos yet or not? Omalei, so he answered back, l'tzrichusa. You don't have to do this. You don't have to take away the table. You don't have to stop the meal right now. Shabbat kovanasha. When Shabbos comes, it's kaveh for itself. In the middle of the meal right now, now that it's Shabbos, automatically by itself, the meal becomes a meal for Shabbos. Said Rashbam, l'tzrichusa, l'hasik d'akira shulchan. You don't have to take away the table. Kadei l'havdil bein sudas chol l'sudas Shabbos. To make a difference between the Friday meal and the Shabbos meal. The Shabbos he kovod nafshim lisudosa the meyachas she yaseres aleinu lecho meyata b'loy kiddush. Since the shita is not like Rabbi Yosi before, like Rabbi Yehuda shita, that as soon as it becomes Shabbos, you're not allowed to continue eating. You have to stop right now and make kiddush. So since right now when it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to continue eating, is ein lecho hefsek godem izer. That's the hefsek. That makes a difference. That shows us that what you're eating up until now was Friday's meal. What you're eating from now on, it's going to be Shabbos meal. Because you have a hefsek, something's there telling us that now you can't eat anymore till you make Kiddush. So the Kiddush alone makes the hefsek. Is chashiv yoyse kva uyo. Enoch hefsek godom izeh. Umeyatzmo sudas Shabbos chashiva nivdelas misudas choyom. V'day lechem beprisas mapir v'kiddush. All you have to do is just spread over, cover up the challah. And now make Kiddush, and after Kiddush, take off the cover, and that's called the Suda by itself, it's called the Kavod Shabbos. The Yomar Rav, because Rav says, Kishem Shashabbos Kavas Lamaiser. Just like on Shabbos, any food you eat is Kavas Lamaiser. The Loch is like this. Maiser, before it was Goma Malachtoi, before the pre came to its final stage, you were allowed to eat it, Midiraisa, even if you didn't take off Shumas Amaisers. But with the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to eat a Sudas Kva, only a Sudas Arai. A little snack you're allowed to eat even before you take off Trumas Amaisus. As once you made a Gemar Malacha, then with the rice that's tevel, you can't eat anything. But before you made the Gemar Malacha, the Paris, even before you took off Trumas Amaisus, you're allowed to eat it Arai, a little bit you're allowed to eat. What about on Shabbos? On Shabbos we say no. Even a little snack you're not allowed to eat on Shabbos. Shabbos kavas l'maiser. Any little snack you eat on Shabbos, since Shabbos has an inyan of Oynik Shabbos, so any little bit you eat is called like a Sudas Kva, and it's also tedious if you didn't take off the Trumas Amaisus. So kach Shabbos kavas l'kiddush. The same thing for Kiddush. Not that we have to make Kiddush, as soon as you make Kiddush, that's kaveya that now the meal is called the Kavod Shabbos. And you don't have to take away the table, it's enough to leave the table there, just make Kiddush, and that alone makes it that Shabbos now is considered the meal as L'Kavod Shabbos. So to Rashbam, Kishem Shekavas L'maisem, Pirish, Achilas Arai, if he eats a snack, the Shabbos Chashiva Oysa Kva, if you eat a snack on Shabbos, it's as if you're eating a main meal. L'maisem, B'masech Tebeitzom, Mishum De'avi Oynik, on Shabbos is in your Oynik. Afilu sudas kolshu, any little sudi you have on Shabbos, you make the mitzvah zoinig. Is a meila, it blies like a kfahu. V'yeinoichlim b'Shabbos afilu arayim mitfua, shle nigmo malachton l'maiser. Elim kem isra mi'er Shabbos. If you have these fruits that were not kovas, not nigmo malachtoi, so even though a snack you'll not eat before Trumas l'maiser, but on Shabbos, no. Because Shabbos is a chosh of a meal, any little bit eating of it makes it like a kfah. The same thing, kav kovas l'kiddush. Sha'osa litoy machi kaddish. As soon as, even though you're eating your meal on Friday and it goes into Shabbos, as soon as it comes the time to make kiddish, you have to stop eating, and it's kovas l'Shabbos now. Alma, what do we see? Mishachashecha hi chashuva achila Shabbos meleh. By itself, it becomes a kosher. So you don't have to take away the table. All you have to do right now when Shabbos starts, it's also for you to eat until you make Kiddush. So just stop, cover up the challah, make Kiddush, and then continue Yisudah. So tomorrow, Sovim Minei, the Rabbanim thought, Ki Hecha de Kovah le Kiddush. The same way we say at the beginning of Shabbos, is Kavas le Kiddush means that even though this is a Friday's meal, and you're going into Shabbos, as soon as it becomes Shabbos by itself, it's also to continue eating, and first you have to make Kiddush. That's the halacha that, the Kavah le Kiddush. That means when it comes to Zman to make Kiddush, you have to stop eating, it's also to eat before you make Kiddush. So they thought, Kach Kavah l'Avdolah. The same thing would apply by Avdolah. If you're reading your Shalosh Shudis, and it's taken a long time, and you're going into Mitzvah Shabbos, as soon as it becomes Sesek Chovim, I would tell you, you have to stop your Shalosh Shudis, stop the meal, make Havdolah first, and then continue your meal. That's the Havimina. Has Kach Kevas Lavdolah. That at the end of Shabbos is an Inyan to be Malav of the Shabbos. So as soon as Shabbos goes away, you're supposed to make Havdolah right away. And at that time, tak, it's also to continue eating. You'd have to stop your Shalosh Shudis and make Havdolah then. That's what they thought. Amalu Rav Amram. Rav Amram said back to them, no. Hochi Yomar Rav. This is what Rav said. Le Kiddush Koivas. It's true. Friday, if you're eating before Shabbos and it becomes Shabbos, you have to stop eating after beginning of Shabbos. It's Kiddush now. You can't eat until you make Kiddush. V'loyla Avdolah. But it's not V'loyla Avdolah Koivas. But it's not Kaveir for Avdolah. Even though Shabbos goes away, if you're in the middle of your Shalosh Shudis, you don't have to stop eating because there's no three. What's wrong? Like Fakir. You continue eating, you sudah Shabbos. It's still a Shalosh Shudis. Sadar Rabbah, the longer you want to go, keep on going. You're not being mevazeh the Shabbos by continue eating. Fakir, you're being mamshich Shabbos. So there, Havdolah is not kavas. You don't have to stop the Shalosh Shudis in order to make Havdolah. So the Rashbam, kach kavas l'Havdolah. That was the Havimina. Kach yitziyosa. The same thing when Shabbos goes away is kavas l'Havdolah. Shim Yeshvin Allah Shuchin, people sitting on the Shuchin, V'chashaych of Mitzvoy Shabbos, and came now Mitzvoy Shabbos, and the Havamina is also Lechel, you're not allowed to continue eating, Ad Sheyavdol, until you make Avdolah. Ad Sheyavdilu. V'yafo Pish Layavsikin Sudosim, Peris Mapum Avdol, Sheyitziya Shabbos, Esrosim, Machilu V'Kavas L'Avdolah. That was the Havamina. And he answered back, no, Havdolah ain't a Kavas. The Chivon Sheyitzko Besud is Shabbos, and Boy Joim, you started teach Shalosh Shudis when it was still Shabbos. Zeh Kovet Shabbos Fakir. That's the Kovet Shabbos. Sheyehei Goyim Sudosoin. Finish this Suda. This is the third Suda of Shabbos. Af liyachash shechoshach. Even after it gets night time. Liyachash gom sudoso yavdol. After you finish Shalosh Shudis, then you make Avdolah. And Chorot treated like this, because we hold, the longer you keep Shabbos, there is a Kedusha Shabbos there. It's up until you make Avdolah, until you daven Maariv, there is a Kedusha Shabbos. So Shaila, exactly what does it mean? But the taste of Shabbos is there for sure. So the care, the longer you keep in Shabbos, the sooner Shabbos, you be Maruch in Shabbos. So Adarab, it's a good thing to do, and you don't have to stop your Shalosh Shudis when it comes time to make Avdolah. So at Gemara, Bahani Mili, when is this said though, Linyan Mifsik, only the Lai Mastakinan. If you're in the middle of eating Shalosh Shudis, and now it becomes nighttime, you don't have to stop the Shalosh Shudis. You can continue eating your Shalosh Shudis. But if you didn't start eating before, you're not allowed to start eating when it comes time to make Avdolah. As when it comes now, like we usually hold after Shkia, already you should not start eating. Or even after Shkia, you could. Mishmur says, if you didn't eat Shalosh Shudis yet, for a good half an hour after Shkia, you could still eat. As long as it's not a half an hour before Maariv. If you already had your Shalosh Shudis, then you should not start eating now a second time before when it comes to time to make Avdolah. That's what we say, you don't have to stop eating if you started to eat beforehand, it's only if you're eating something. Let's say you weren't having a Shalosh Shudis meal. You just started to drink. You started to drink wine, let's say at the near the end of Shabbos, after Shkia. And you kept on drinking. By drinking alone, we say when it comes to time to make Avdolah, you have to stop drinking. You're not allowed to drink now before you make Avdolah. So Rashbam, Hani Milid Loi Masake Bachila, only by eating. Avolishtiya Lav Dova Choshevu. If you're only sitting down to drink something, it's not so choshev. Or Mifsakum Avdol. Then you have to stop because that's called stam. You're eating now before Avdolah. And the halacha is you're not allowed to eat or drink before you make avdolah. So if you're in the middle of a meal, that's a davar choshev, you're allowed to continue eating. But if you're not in the middle of a meal, you're just drinking, that's not choshev, it's considered now like you're starting to drink, and before avdolah you're not allowed to drink. It's only on beer, wine and beer. But if you want to drink water, this man the Yemen holds, you could drink water even right before Avdolah. So the moral pligi, the Rav Huna, he argues on Rav Huna. The Rav Huna, chazilu gavri, Rav Huna saw a person, the shosa maya koidim Avdolah. That before he went to make Avdolah, this person went to drink water. Omulei, he told him, loy mistafi ma'am yasachra, aren't you afraid that you'll get the sickness called a sachra, some type of choking sickness? The Tona Mishmed Rabbi Akiva. We learned over the name of Rabbi Akiva. Kol Atoyim Klum Kredim Shiavdol. Whoever eats anything or drinks anything before you make Avdolom, Misos of Yasachra. You should know the Mis you'll have will be with this type of a choking, Asachra. So Khuri told him, like, why aren't you afraid? How come you're drinking this, how come you're drinking this water now before Avdolom? If you drink the water before Avdolom, it's a Shalom for Asachra. You may get this choking, you choke to death. So, Rabbonin, Devei Rav Ashi, Lekafti Amaya. But Rabbonin Rav Ashi, they were not makbid upon water. They were makel that to drink water even before you make Avdolah. So, Rashi Lekafti Amaya, Akame Avdolah, before making Avdolah. Avakame Kiddush Kafti. But that's for sure, before you make Kiddush Friday night or Shabbos in the morning, you shouldn't even drink something. Mishum Kovet Shabbos. That's the meaning of Kovet Shabbos. V'yoch Yuch Zizdalocha. That Shuddish continues on, then for sure you're allowed to continue eating up until whenever you get finished. Just if you didn't start eating and you want to start eating now before Avdolah, you're not supposed to start eating before Avdolah. And who adin about drinking something, wine and beer, for sure you shouldn't. Water is a shalas. Some say yes, some say no. Boy Mene Ravina Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Mishaloi Kiddish Bera Shabbos. Somebody did not make Kiddush Friday night. What about Shabbos in the morning? Could he make Kiddush? Not like we do Shabbos in the morning just on a Barapia Gofim, but what about to make no Kiddush? If he didn't make the Kiddush Friday by night, could you make the Kiddush Shabbos in the morning, the whole Nusach of Kiddush? Is Omale, so he answered back, Midiyamri b'nei Reb Chia. Since the Sildur of Chia said, Mishle Hivdu b'moitzoy Shabbos. Somebody forgot to make Havdolah. And Moitzoy Shabbos alocher is, he's allowed to go and make Avdolah the rest of the week. So the Chur, you see, even after this man Avdolah, you're still allowed to make Avdolah. His Zochinam and the same thing apply here also. That Mishla Kiddush Bera Shabbos, if somebody did not make the real Kiddush Friday night, he's allowed to make that Kiddush Shabbos morning. When he wakes up Shabbos morning on the Kais, he makes the whole Kiddush. And that's why we hold Malacha like that. So Rashbam says, that we say, Mavdu b'hoylich, kol ha-Shabbos kuloi, it doesn't really mean the whole week. Ad revi, up until Wednesday b'Shabbos, kula kamon, that the Gemara will soon say, you're allowed to make Avdolah up until Tuesday night. That's the last time you can make Avdolah. So the same thing applies by Friday night also. If you didn't say Kiddush Friday night, you could say Kiddush on Shabbos morning. Eiso yadakashra nyu, leile Shabbos, v'leile yom tov, yesh ben kiddush alakos, you're supposed to make Kiddush alakos. And when you bench, you have to say it's saying benching. Shabbos v'yomtiv. What about on the day of Shabbos, not the night, not Friday night, but the day of Shabbos v'yomtiv? Ain't v'ham kedush alakoyis. You don't have to make kiddush alakoyis, but you don't make the nusach like we make a kiddush. We just say a bar priagofen, but we don't say any kiddush alakoyis. V'yesh b'ham askara brichas amozin. But when you bench Shabbos morning, you have to say it's say also. Now the question is, if you're going to tell me that me shaloi kiddush there Shabbos, whoever did not make kiddush Friday night, the halacha is mikadosh v'lo kol yom kuloi, he's allowed to say kiddush even Shabbos by morning. Or bezoin Shabbos v'yomtiv nami mishkachas luhu diyesh bem kedusha l'kois. Sometimes it could come out that Shabbos morning and yomtiv by morning, your mamash has to say a nusach of kiddush l'kois. Not like we do. Our Kiddush Rabbah, we say in the morning, the ik of Kiddush Rabbah is only to say, Bar Priya Gofen, that's all. That's what we say, Vashem before, that's just on the meaning. But the ik of Kiddush is just Bar Priya Gofen. Kiddush Alakois means to say the Nusach we say Friday night. And that we don't say by daytime. But the question is, if you could tell me a case where a person doesn't say it Friday night,
he has to say the whole nusach of Kiddush Shabbos morning. So why does the Braita say in Shabbos morning there's no Kiddush Halakos? Sometimes you do have a Kiddush Halakos Shabbos morning. So my answer is Poshid. And the Gemara, do you like Kiddush in the middle of the Mosh Kasha? For the Gemara, Yomtiv Nami Mishkachas Lo, the Eishban Kiddush Halakos, do you like Kiddush Mayurta Mekarash Lamacher? In a case where he didn't make Kiddush at night, he asked to make Kiddush Halakos next morning. Or Malais, he answered back simply, do you like it, Tony? The Bryce is not talking about if something happened. The Bryce is talking about normal cases. Normal cases, everybody makes Kiddush Friday night. So if you make Kiddush Friday night, Shabbos morning, you do not have to make a Nusach of Kiddush Halakos. So that's why it's good as Bryce, that when do we say Kiddush Halakos only Friday night or Yom Tov by night? But by daytime, we don't say Kiddush. I can tell me one case, a modern case, the guy didn't make Kiddush Friday night. Do you like Ketani? This Bryce is not talking about if that happens. It's talking about normal cases. So therefore, there's no kashin. That's the lochon. That if you forgot to make Kiddush Friday night, you couldn't make Kiddush B'yom. Right.
Yeah. Now, on the top of the Yomid and of Kufay, that the Gemara is the kasha lula. The Gemara is the kasha nula. That Alkam Ula made Havdola, all he just said is Baruch to Hashem, Lekhenu Melecholu Hamavdu B'Kiddush Lechol. And the Gemara's question was that there's a Bryce that says, Kol HaBrachas Kulam Paseach B'Baruch B'Chaisim Hem B'Baruch. Hey, is he supposed to start with the Baruch and end off with the Baruch? How come Ula only started with the Baruch and did not end with the Baruch? Now, Tosfos asked a question on Rashi. The way of the Rashbam. We learned Pshat before in the Rashbam. He learns Pshat and Ula, that what the Gemara says, that Ula's Havdolah was just Hamavdo B'Kiddush L'Chol. That was all that he said, like Sulay. All he said was Baruch Ato Hashem L'Kenem Malachol Hamavdo B'Kiddush L'Chol. That's all he said. So Tosfos asked the question, if that's all he said, like, what's the Gemara's kasha now on Ula? What's the Gemara asking on Ula? How come he didn't start with a Baruch and end off with a Baruch? Why is this pshita like this is doing with the Brichas HaPeiros? Brichas HaPeiros, when you make a Baruch HaBorah pre-hates, the Rashbam said the reason why it only starts with a Baruch and does not end, because it's a Ksara, it's a short Nusach, you don't say too much. So if all Ula said by Avdolah was also just Baruch HaMavdu B'Kiddush L'Chol, what was the Havim, what was the Gemara's question? For sure it's only a short bracha. You shouldn't have to say more than just a baruch. Therefore, Tosfos learns that Avad and Ula Takya said could be the whole Nusach of Avdolah. The only thing was he did not end off with anything, like Tosfos says. And Tosfos says, V'nira de Ula Oma Nami Kol Shach Avdolas. Ula Takya said the rest of Avdolas, Be'kosh Lechor, Be'nola Choshech, Be'nisrol Amin. The only thing was, Ula did not say any chasima, didn't say any ending to it. So therefore, the Morris question was, the Avimineh is, it's a long bracha? He's saying, Hamavlo b'kosh d'chor, b'do l'choshech, b'en yisrol amim. Since you're saying a few words there, that should be considered a long bracha, and you should have to end off with a bracha. And that the Gemara answers, no. Even though you have a few words in the bracha, a little bit longer, you do not have to end off with a bracha unless you have around two inyanim in the bracha. But Kol Zaman, you're only talking about one direct thing, only about Havdalah here, you would not have to make end off with a Baruch. Now later we have the Shaila about before you make Havdalah, are you allowed to eat or not? Like you said, even though you don't have to stop eating the Sud if you started before, but to start eating, you're not allowed to start eating before Havdalah. Now there was a Shaila, what about drinking water? So that was a Shaila in the Gemara. One man Yama said it was Mutter, and one man Yama said, no, it's a Shaila from a Sakona. If you're allowed to even drink water, if you're thirsty before you make Havdalah. So the Mechaba Paskins like this, and Simon Reis Tzadik Tess, that also lechol shum dover, o yafilu lishtos yayin, o yishar mashkin, chutz mimayim, mishatech shach ad sheyavdol. That when it comes nighttime, on Mitzvah Shabbos, if you do not make Havdalah yet, you're not allowed to eat or drink anything. Only water. So mashkin, the Mechaba holds, that water is mutter to drink before Havdalah. Let's say somebody was eating Shalashudis that he started from before, and then it's night time. You do not have to stop. And afilu mishti, you do not even have to stop from drinking then. Let's say somebody was only sitting and drinking, he was not having a meal. And then it becomes night time. You have to stop. So it's drinking that we had is not a chosh of a thing. You have to stop drinking. Now this drinking, according to the Mechaber, is talking about you're drinking beer or wine, something chosh of. But just water alone, that we hold mikra din, you are allowed to drink before havdalah. Now the mechabes says a loshin that you're not allowed to eat if you didn't start before mishatech shach ad sheyavdol. Once it becomes nighttime, you can't eat before you make havdalah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what does it mean when it becomes a techshach? He says, "Va'afilu b'sofich hashecha, v'ayin liyel," that we learned before, "the naktinam l'sofich hashecha takeov mishashaka achama." As soon as it becomes shkiyas achama, the sun set, you should know then you are not supposed to eat before you make havdalah. Now he says, this is providing that the person already ate shalosh udis and he benched, let's say. But he says, "Mikol makom nirali t'linyin achila sudish lishis." Let's say somebody did not eat shalosh udis yet. He did not eat his third meal. And it already became shkia. It already became sunset, and now it's a sofich hashecha. Is there a nis of him to eat before he made havdalah? So he says, "Bavadai tzorech lechol." For sure, this person still has to eat shalosh udis. Afilu vacha shkia, even though it's now after shkia. For yafilu l'shar achila. Il mutoyev lechol lishtas gamchem en lachmir ad chatzi shoa koidim tzetzichovim. You don't have to be machmir if you're hungry and you want to eat. You're allowed to eat as providing it's not a half an hour before tzesik chovim. When it becomes that late already, you're not allowed to eat for a different reason. Because before marav, you're not allowed to eat. In other words, a half an hour before tzesik chovim, the time to daven marav, you're also not allowed to start to eat then before you daven kriyashma in marav. See here also. As long as there's still a half an hour till tzesik chovim, you are allowed to sit down now to eat your shalosh udis, because even though it's after mishatech shach, it's after shkia, but if you did not eat shalosh udis, there's a mitzvah to eat it, so you should still hop around and eat the shalosh udis. It's only if you already ate the meal, you already ate shalosh udis, and you benched, now to sit down to eat something else, you should not eat until you make havdalah abay mitzvah shabbos. However, to drink water, that would be mutter. Or else the Mishnah Berurah says a chiddush that even if you're just hungry, as you already ate shalosh shudis in the early afternoon, and now you became hungry, you want to eat a little bit more, as long as it's a half an hour before tzesik chovim, it would be mutter still to eat. But if you're not that hungry, just time you want to eat something, then that's the mechabes halacha, that mishatech shach, once it becomes nighttime, which means even a suffic nighttime, you have to shkia, then you should not eat anything until you make havdalah first. However, the mafreshim speak out, like the Ran, that it's only mutter to drink water before you make havdalah on Matzoy Shabbos. However, at the beginning of Shabbos, before you make Kiddush, it's also even to drink water. All right, we'll stop here.